What a beautiful Monday morning it is. November the 13th, 2017. And this is Trina Kirkland, and it's time for Talk Up with Trina. Well, I know everyone is up and out and off to a good start, unless you had your start last night, because I know some of us work night shifts. So if you had your start last night, I hope you are settling down and getting ready to get you some rest so that you can go back and do it again tonight, or if you don't have to go tonight, that you're going to continue to get you some rest and be rejuvenated for when you do have to go back to work. But anyway, I am up this morning, and I've been up for a while, but I'm getting ready to go out for my work today. I have two consults I have to complete today, and I'm really excited about that. And that word that I promised you from yesterday, I do have a word. I have to get it together. But there is something very profound that I need to say to the people of God about his word from something that I got in my spirit on yesterday. But I hope everyone has a wonderful day and is safe out there. It was raining a little bit this morning, but it seems like it's clearing up and there's going to be a bit of sunshine. So I do have it is a special day today. I have a cousin in Virginia, Wendy. It's Wendy's birthday today. Happy birthday, Wendy. I don't know if she's on Anchor FM, but I'll send her a little clip just to know that I gave her a shout out for her birthday. I hope you have a wonderfully blessed day. I will be calling you and talking to you later, but I wanted to say happy birthday to my cousin, Wendy, in Virginia. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for me to check out for now, but I will be back with you very, very soon. Talk Up with Trina, and I'm out. Morning greetings, Anchor FM radio listeners. This is Trina Kirkland, and it's time for another segment of Talk Up with Trina. Well, this morning I wanted to continue to say how grateful I am to have my audience of listeners to listen to what I have to say. I know that you're listening. I do get reports about listeners every day, and I am just so thankful that I have people who are listening to what I have to say. On that note, I would like for you to call into the station, please. You don't have to say anything. You can even just message me. It's a place on there where you can just simply leave a text message. Tell me what you want to talk about. I have lots of thoughts, lots of things that we want to talk about, but I don't always want to talk about what I want to talk about. I want to talk about what the people are interested in. So bring me some. There's a lot of things going on out there. The NFL thing, the presidential things, the medical things about the healthcare reform. Lots of things out there that I know we have some input about. So I want to hear your input. Let's have some discussions. I heard this morning on the news something that is near and dear to my heart, which I may very well take a stance to and see what comes of it. But nobody will know what comes of it if I don't try. So I will, because this morning, and I even put a post up on Facebook, they have a new Museum of the Bible. I was so happy. I was like, oh, a Museum of the Bible. And then they say, but it doesn't include one thing that won't be included in the Museum of the Bible is Jesus. So on that note, I wanted to know how we can have a Museum of the Bible without including Jesus in it. So that's my question of the day. And I really would like to have some feedback. I'm going to tag a couple of people to see what I can get from them. And but I really would like for everybody to, anybody who listens to the segment, just please call in. Send a text message or call in and just tell me, what do you think about Museum of the Bible that doesn't include Jesus. And you can Google it or whatnot and see what it's all about. I'm pretty sure they will have some wonderful exhibits that will be great to look at to get the history of the Bible. But I find it very difficult if that history does not include Jesus. So now I've given you my opinion, which I didn't want to do, but I think that most of you already knew what my opinion was going to be. But I like to have some other opinions. If that's not what you feel, I'll respect everybody's opinion, but we can have some conversation about it. So let's talk about it. All right, this is Trina Kirkland, and I will be getting back to you really, really soon. Good evening, Anchor FM radio listeners. It's time for Talk Up with Trina, and this is Trina Kirkland, your host, broadcasting on this Monday evening, November the 13th, 2017. I just wanted this evening to talk about, first of all, I wanted to talk about how sometimes when I talk to people, they say, well, I don't know what to pray, or I don't know how to pray. The Bible gives us very good example of how to pray. We don't need to go to God talking or speaking any fancy language or anything like that. Just be yourself. God knows who you are. He made you, so He understands your downfalls. He understands your strengths and weaknesses, and He definitely knows that He gave you everything that He needed to give you to do the job that He has assigned for you to do. So when you say you don't know how to pray, you can turn in your Bible, and it's in several different areas of the Bible. It's in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and it's just the Lord's Prayer. And that is the way that we should pray. When you pray the Lord's Prayer, you are giving God His glory, His honor, our Father who art in heaven. You are honoring His name, hallowed be Thy name. You are welcoming His kingdom, Thy kingdom come. You are embracing His will, Thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, you are asking God to bless you today, our daily bread with food to eat. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So we're asking God to forgive us and also forgive those who have offended us. Forgive us for offending others and forgive those who have offended us. And forgive us our trespass as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. You're asking God not to tempt you, but deliver us from evil, to keep you from bad things and evil things. Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom. You are proclaiming His kingdom. You are proclaiming that He has the power, and you are reckoning Him and giving Him further glory. That is the requirement of prayer. That's why God gave us that sample prayer, the Lord's Prayer. So if we pray like that, we are certainly that God will hear us. And at other times when you have other things to say or other praises to give God, do so. Do so as frequently as you can, as you think about it, all the time. Let praise continually be on your lips, and God will thus bless you for such. But it's not hard to pray. Sometimes it might seem a little bit difficult. I know that I had that problem. What do I say? What am I going to say? I was brought up in church, and I know how they prayed. But you get your relationship with God, and then you'll figure out what you want to say to God and how He responds to your prayers. But the Lord's Prayer is a wonderful place to start, and it's always a prayer that we should always repeat and let God know that we are following His format and giving Him His honor, His glory, and all of the other aspects of the Lord's Prayer.
So that's what I wanted to talk about this evening. My time is running out. I actually did have something else that I wanted to talk about, but I'll get to that at another time. I appreciate you so much, my audience, the co-hosts. There are some wonderful shows on Anchor. Please get on the station, download it, check out the other co-hosts. Host on Anchor. There are some wonderful ones. And you can also download Anchor and start your own podcast. But anyway, this is Trina Kirkland from Talk Up with Trina, and I am out. Good evening, Anchor FM. It is time for Talk Up with Trina, and this is Trina Kirkland. Actually, I have already did a segment for this evening, but there was something that was kind of been weighing on my spirit that I really wanted to talk about today. And you did hear from my last podcast that I ran out of time and didn't have a chance to talk about it. And that is helping one another out, being a help to other people. And that doesn't always mean giving somebody money. Helping other people could be sharing knowledge with them or giving them some advice on parenting or their job or something that they might need to cook for their well-being, for their health. Give them some health advice, some car advice if you're a mechanic, or things like that. So whatever you're good at, help other people to be knowledgeable in those areas too. And if you have experiences, share those experiences with other people. If we bring our experiences together collectively and lean on one another for understanding and help, you would be amazed at the progress we make rather than keeping ourselves as an island and trying to deal with everything on our own. There's a reason why God created the church. He wanted us to have community. And community is where you go, you share, you learn from one another, you help one another, you uplift one another. But you also have that light little reprimand where you say, well, if someone doesn't do something quite right, or they know they did something wrong, you're not going to keep nagging them about it. They've asked God for forgiveness, so it's not your place to judge them. And that's another thing, a problem that I have with some religious settings, where if you sin or you make a mistake, they don't want you in the church anymore, or they punish you by not allowing you to come to church. In my opinion, when you're in that situation is when you need to come to church, when you need to be in community with others, when you need somebody to give you some guidance, when you need some godly, loving advice, when you might need somebody to hold your hand and say, let's try this. But we're not going to turn our backs on people because they make mistakes. And that being the case, we wouldn't be involved with ourselves, because we all make mistakes every day on a daily basis. Nobody is perfect. God is not did not make us to be perfect. He knew when he created us that we wouldn't be perfect, but he wanted us to strive to be perfect. If that makes any sense. Strive to do it, but he already knows that you're not going to do it. But do it as best you can. That's my best explanation of it. But anyway, what I wanted to say was that just be there for other people. Be somebody that others can lean on. Because you might not know that in the future, you may have to lean on somebody. You may need that advice. You may need that coaching, that counseling. You may need that recipe or whatever. Or you may need to know how to change your alternator life things. Be somebody that others can lean on. Because we all need somebody to lean on. I may have a problem that you'll understand, and you may have a problem that I understand. But if we don't know, how can we help you carry your load if we don't know about your load? So I'm going to leave that at that. This is Trina Kirkland, and I am offering encouragement, and I am offering my advice and services, and you have my contact information, and anything that I can help you with or advise you on, please don't hesitate to contact me. I'm out.